Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, final hour for us, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. 1 hour left for you to come by and hang out. Now, the place is going to be open till nighttime,
right,
so you can
right.
come by and hang out all night, but we're only going to be here till 2 o'clock. We'd love to see you. We'll get back into the big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes. Huge college football Saturday tomorrow. Keys to a Falcons victory 20 minutes away as well. Looking to make it 3 in a row for the first time since 2019.
Yeah, man.
It's a while ago. So
yeah.
Hopefully they can do that on Sunday. We'll tell you how they need to do it at 1:20, and then we'll close things out with an AMA at 1:40.
Washington's at Iowa, right?
At Iowa.
Okay. All right.
Noon start.
Yeah, but noon start, everything.
Should be a real.
You know, and I was looking back down at the schedule, and we talked today. We talked to Arch Wednesday. Iowa State going to West Virginia. Iowa State's right outside the top 10.
Yeah.
You know,
undefeated.
And that's the one. But then I was always stuck about the damn Florida at Tennessee and how. When I, you know, how special that damn game used to be, man.
Such a big game.
Such a big game of the year, Florida and Tennessee, whether it was in Knoxville or in Gainesville. Florida got to get Dave Blake together.
Yeah, they played better the last couple times. Out.
Yeah, they did. I mean, but yeah, I would love.
They've
to
quieted
that
the noise a little bit.
A little bit, but how does Tennessee respond?
Yeah.
How does Tennessee respond to, you know, and losing a heartbreaker to Arkansas? How does that go? And then the last one before we get to the story, like. How bad is Alabama beat South Carolina tomorrow?
There's not enough. Like
right.
There's not enough that's going to undo what happened the weekend before for their fans and
because they still upset.
Oh yeah,
yeah, still very
upset. They're so mad at Kalen DeBoer that there was. This isn't just like message boards. When craziness starts to transcend the message board, people. There was a guy that writes for Alabama.com that wrote a genuine article about his attire, about how he dresses poorly on the sidelines. Like,
what does he wear?
He just wore like a dry fit shirt that said Alabama on it.
Would they want to wear a college shirt like Nick?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a contrast between Nick, who never had a hair out of place for 15 years and also won almost every game that he coached, and Kalen DeBoer, who's you know. And I'll be honest, I think I probably mentioned it the last couple of years. He does kind of look like a slob on the sidelines. Now, it's not why they lost.
Right.
He's looked like that and won a lot of big games. But when you lose to Vanderbilt,
right.
And kind of look like you shop off the sale rack
really?
At Marshall's. Then you
somebody wrote an article about the way he dresses on the sideline.
Yeah, and what's funny though?
Okay,
is,
hold on.
What's
hold
funny
on,
though
hold
to
on,
me?
Hold
I was
on.
Like, yeah,
hey,
he does kind of dress.
Slow
that.
The hell down with the damn wings and get the wing saw. How do you get wing saws on the side of your damn cheek, Abe? Damn. Talking about a slump.
Abe was not expecting to talk this segment.
Abe has,
and so
he got buffalo wing sauce on his cheek.
Abe looks like he's competing in a wing eating
contest.
Like,
slow down. Slow down over there, Abe. It ain't
AMA's
going nowhere.
Not, AMA's not for half an hour.
Yeah,
you got plenty of time.
Going nowhere, Abe. Thank you.
That was very funny. But, no, it's funny because obviously that's not a big deal, and the only reason it's written about is because they lost that game.
Yeah.
But it is also something that I thought about when he was the Washington coach. And I swear I mentioned it at some point over the last couple of years. It's like, just get a shirt that fits you, you know? Like, you don't have to wear a suit. I'm
right.
not asking you to be Bear Bryant, but like,
wow,
you know,
that's the thing, huh?
Yeah, just tighten it up a little bit.
Wow,
I thought the same thing about the Washington coach Jed Fish last week. I got a couple of criticisms of his appearance.
Is it because y'all are bad?
No, well, yeah, probably.
Oh,
if they
okay.
were 6-0 and number one in the country, I probably could let it slide. But I don't know. My opinions on him probably aren't as appropriate to say publicly.
Man, some people need effing help.
Yeah,
need help if you're sitting up here trying to write an article about a man how he dresses on the side.
I thought you were going to say he needs help dressing.
I bet that article wasn't there when they beat Georgia ass.
No, he dressed fine.
He dressed
Georgia.
Fine in Georgia game. What a bunch of.
Washington beat Michigan, and I was unhappy with the way the coach looked. I just think visors aren't for everybody. Visors aren't for everybody.
Okay.
And like tight there. Like tight, like chest shirts.
Yeah.
If you have, if
pecs.
No, they're not pecs. If you're a man with, you know,
man boobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then loosen up the shirt.
Oh man.
Nobody wants to look at the jiggle.
Well, I swear.
You know
damn,
what I mean?
Damn fans, boy. They wrote a story about the way this man dressed. That dude right there needs to take that article and. FCC rules, Randy. FCC rules.
He's not wrong though.
Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer dresses bad on the side.
But it. What the hell does that have to do with them losing their Vanderbilt?
Maybe his attention to detail in terms of his attire is why they couldn't get off the field on third down. I don't know. Obviously, it doesn't. If they would have won, no one would have written
what
it.
What a dumbass. I'll tell you another. Another dumb. This damn Hassan Reddick dude, like, if your agency fires you, that means that you're making some wrong moves, dog.
Well, you're
okay? You're costing them money.
Yeah, the only relationship you have with an agent is monetary.
Yes.
Like, they're you like, know what I mean?
Yeah. And they're like, okay.
If you're not making them money,
no, you then – SCA is one of the biggest
– Yeah.
And they say, hey, dog, you costing us our 3%.
Yeah, man.
You remember what Dollar Bill said? You cost me my percentages.
Yeah, there's no. I mean, there's no.
Dollar Bill said my percentages. You're messing with my percentages.
There's no. It's not all a. Right? It's not a family. They
no.
Might, they might tell you it is, yeah. But as soon as you stop making them money, then they got to drop you. Yeah, he's one of the all-time worst holdouts ever.
Yeah.
And he's costing himself and other people money.
Like Dollar Bill, you're costing me my percentages.
But just one more thing on the Oregon Ohio State game, and then we'll get to Kirby talking about Mississippi State. Dan Lanning's not won a big game yet at Oregon.
Nope.
This obviously would be the biggest one. I mean, Ohio State being number two, and they'd then be number – who knows? They might even be number one, depending on what Texas looks like tomorrow. But he hasn't won a big game yet.
Nope.
And part of the losses in big games have been decision-making. So if this comes down to a fourth quarter and Dan Lanning's decision-making is on display again – it's an opportunity. It's two ways to look at it. I mean, it's an opportunity for him to show that he's learned from some of the stuff that happened over the last couple of years, which you'd think that he would. He's a young head coach.
Correct.
Who hadn't been in those situations before. Maybe he makes the right call and they win this game because of it. That'd be great. I mean, imagine if you're an Oregon fan, you're looking for growth in that way.
Right.
If he's making the same
mistakes
though,
yes,
and they lose because of it, again, I know he's the hottest coach ever because he's young and won some games when he was working for Kirby. But, like, you got to start asking questions.
Like,
what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, so – and I don't think they're going to win. And I don't think they're going to lose because of decision-making. I think they're probably going to lose because of talent.
Right.
But it's a big opportunity for him. It's an opportunity because it'll be by far the biggest game that he won so far there at Oregon. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I don't know if you can get comfortable with it. I'll be honest with you. It's hard. It's hard to simulate, you know, coming off the practice field. And they do a tremendous job of going nuclear fast, like number one in the country fast, like ahead of Tennessee fast. But they don't have to. Like, they can do that. But then if they want to try to help their defense, they can slow it down. But the unfortunate thing is once they've shown they can go at that pace, what do you have to prepare for? You got to prepare for that. You know, and it takes a lot of the focus off your fundamentals because, I mean, you expend a lot of energy just trying to get lined up.
Yeah. I think, you know, but that's also one of those when you talk about the pace of an offense and everything like that, that means they're getting positive yards.
Right.
You know, okay.
You can only go fast if it's going well.
Exactly. And so, I mean, that's the thing with Kirby and this defense. They just got to get off the field. You know, Mississippi State is not going to beat Georgia anymore. All right, it's not going to happen. All right, unless something cat, I'm talking, no, it's not going to happen. But Georgia needs to go out there and beat the hell out of them. They need to go out there and show and establish from the get-go. Obviously, you know, we talk, they had 8 drives and everything and scored on 5 of them. If they have 8 drives, scoring all 8 of them. All right. Get the ball out your hands. Let's get this run game going so this game go faster and get ready to go against a Texas squad that's already favored against you in Austin. But they need to go – they don't need to be messing around this game. You know what I mean? Let's just go out there, run the football, mash out on them, get a few sacks, take them out their rhythm, and win the game.
Yeah, and we'll get into the Falcons and Panthers in 10 minutes, but it's a similar thing in terms of if this game's close, like at all, in the fourth quarter between Georgia and Mississippi State, it's because Georgia did dumb stuff. Like, it's because Georgia, whether they overlooked them or they're just making silly mistakes and turning the ball over or not getting off the field defensively, like – Georgia has to do things to themselves in order to allow Mississippi State to be into this ballgame.
Yeah.
Now, that can happen. It happens sometimes. Now, I don't think it will, but it happens sometimes on Saturdays. You just got to not let it happen.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, both of these teams, Mississippi State and Georgia, they're the two worst teams against the pass in the SEC.
Yes.
Mississippi State loves to throw the ball. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I think that's more about Georgia's pass rush and more about their D line because their secondary is pretty good.
Yeah. And they haven't been
great this year, and they can't cover you all day long. But I mean, you got to just start. You got to start playing better than that. Like you can't be one of the two worst pass defenses in the SEC when you're Georgia.
Yes.
Mississippi State can.
Yeah.
Like others, there's going to be schools down there, but you got to be better than that. They like to throw the ball, so hopefully you can get your numbers a little bit better this weekend against them. But the only way this game's close is if Georgia's out there just
bull-jiving.
Exactly.
Bull-jiving around and everything. Right. They need to go out and set the tone, like you said. And, I mean, they're good in the secondary. As far as individual players,
I think
good.
So, yeah.
They're just not doing what they need to do up front. They need to pressure the quarterback and tackle his ass. That's what they need to do. Get him on the ground. All right? And then go about your – I need and me sit up here, whatever. They need to go out there and show somebody some stuff. Show Texas, like, oh, boy. I know it's Mississippi State, but, damn, them boys in red. The boys in them red hats. Oh, they coming for it. And we talked to Roddy, and it was unbelievable comeback and all those other different things. Georgia was down 28-0 because of what Georgia didn't do.
Yeah.
Not what Alabama did, what Georgia didn't do. Mm-hmm. They have to go out there and get that corrected tomorrow afternoon and go and just get Carson out there mid-third quarter.
Good teams beat teams like this badly.
Yes.
Like that, you know, that's kind of what you learn in situations like this is when you're one of the best teams in the country and you play a team like this, you beat them by 30 points.
Yes.
You don't beat them by 7 and have to sweat it out in the fourth quarter. Florida scored 45 damn points on Mississippi State.
Yes. Florida at Mississippi State.
Florida, 45.
Yes.
Texas beat them. Now, Texas kind of let them hang around, but Texas beat them by 3 touchdowns. Like, at the very least, beat them by that. Georgia's favored by 35 in this game.
They should be.
34 in this game.
It should be 30. It should be 40-0.
Arizona State beat them. All right?
Yes.
Arizona State beat this team. You can't lose to these guys. They're not going to lose to them. But
no.
You got it. It's more than just beating them. It's sending a statement, starting fast, playing well, all this stuff, and hopefully doing that, letting your best players rest in the second half so you can get ready for Texas the next Saturday. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what it's going to take for the Falcons to go up to Charlotte and beat the Panthers. That's another one that I'm not going to say easy because it's the NFL, but should be one that the Falcons can handle. It should look different than the first five have. We'll tell you how it can look different coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
For the week, 4 roses. He got some ginger beer and some agave syrup.
That's just to sweeten it up a little bit.
Oh, really?
It's non-alcoholic.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
think maybe there's a little alcohol in there. I don't know.
No,
that's just agave syrup.
What the hell you got agave syrup for?
Don't know.
Get some damn tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. My mom puts it in her oatmeal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, that's my first time ever seeing it. Mm-hmm. So, okay, cool. All right, well, yeah, have fun down there in Fort Valley, man. Talk about it. Shout out to get you a pillow, man. She probably got the ones from 2022 that's still out there. Homecoming 2022. Probably get you half off of it, too. But, yeah, you know what? It's crazy because anybody who's been to the Diddy party, it does not mean – we got to put this out there. It does not mean that something happened to you. You know what I mean?
Right. You went to one.
I went to one. I didn't get lathered down in nothing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I left because I was like, this is weird stuff here.
Right. Like you have a choice to make.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The black angel wings and the halos
right.
and the strobe light with the sheets. Yeah, I think I'm going to get up out of here.
Right. Like, you know now, had you wanted to
no.
get involved in some
Dude,
weirdness, you could have.
There's nothing that would make me do nothing weird.
No, I know.
Oh,
I know. I'm just saying, I think because first of all, most people haven't been, right?
Yes.
So the majority of people that are thinking about it and talking about it have no idea. It's like anyway.
Yes.
Because most of us will never go to something like that or have been to something like that. So the whole conception of it is probably wrong.
It is. it is.
But
it is.
As you're saying, you've been,
yes.
So you're speaking on it from a different perspective.
Right.
And you left because it was weird.
Yeah. This ain't my type of thing.
So, right? The misconception's not that big, right?
Yeah.
Like, people are like, it seems like that'd be – because, again, had you decided to go down door number two
– I ain't no door number two, man.
I know you're
I stay in the first door.
But if you were, you could have.
No, I couldn't have. My psyche about me don't allow me to do stuff like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know that I could have made a decision to go
right,
there,
exactly.
But I can't make that decision. My brain don't work that way.
Other people that were there probably made that decision.
Nobody that I was
nobody
with.
Right here.
Oh, yeah, like,
sure. I'm not trying to implicate anybody.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
You're innocent.
We all look at each other like, yeah, dog. This
you're innocent.
This ain't cool right here, man.
But, yeah, if there's a picture of you at a Diddy party, people are going to make jokes about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Everybody in a picture with Diddy didn't get, you know, lathered up.
You're right about that.
All right?
You're right about that.
Okay.
But the jokes are funny, though.
They are.
That's the hard part about it.
They are pretty
it's
funny.
Like, because, like, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of people that are showing up on social media the last couple of weeks that maybe just went once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like, oh, cool. Diddy wants to take a picture with me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. I'm having a fun time.
Yes.
20 years later, you're like, dang, I wish I wouldn't have took that picture.
Yeah.
I had no idea this was going to come back to bite me.
Leave people alone, man. I just saw some funny memes. That's why I brought that up.
Who are they showing?
They were showing.
Who was over there? Who was at the Diddy party? Was it you?
No, it was not me.
Who were they?
They showed Bow Wow and them. Oh. You know, Bow Wow's little. But that don't mean nothing.
That was his name.
Yeah, man. But y'all leave them people alone, man. Every time they post a picture of that man, that's not true.
You're right. It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yes.
What if you're at both of them? Like, if you're at Diddy stuff and you're at the other guy with the island.
Oh.
Like, if there's pictures of you with Diddy and pictures of you with Epstein,
okay.
Is that too much?
No.
Like, now
I'm looking at
there's
you.
No, yeah. Yeah, there's
now
no plausible
like,
deniability
yeah, I'm like,
at that
hold
point.
On, dog. You just, you know. All right. I see your kind. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because, like, once, you know, shame on me.
Yes.
But twice, that's shame on you.
Yeah, dog. But that's all I'm saying, man. Everybody that's taking a picture with him or has been to the house don't mean that they got lathered up, all right?
No, that's
okay?
true.
That's not mean that.
But, it is very funny to see all the pictures surface everything. Because here's the thing, like, there's a lot of people, the pictures haven't all surfaced yet. Like, there's a lot of people that went to those parties, and they're like, damn, I hope nobody has those pictures.
No.
I hope
no one,
like, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Just stopped by,
didn't
dropped by, got out of there before it got weird.
Didn't do nothing. But yeah.
But you know that picture's out there.
Yeah, it's somewhere out
and
there.
And as soon as it shows up.
Yeah, and real quick, Mike Tomlin says Russell Wilson will be active on Sunday, but he would be the number 2 quarterback.
What do you think the difference for him is between being non-active and active?
Nothing.
Because he's been on the sideline with eye black on. He has. He's been full pads with eye black on, inactive.
Oh, man, what a damn! Oh, I'm not going to call him that. I'm not going to go down that path of calling him that right there. All right, not going to go to.
He's weird.
That is
weird guy.
Yeah, man. God almighty.
All right, well, he's healthy enough to be the backup, so now he's the backup,
you know,
right?
You know, when you want to like somebody so bad, even though everybody else don't like him.
Why is it that you want to like him so bad?
Because I think he's a good man. He's a good brother, man. Mm-hmm. He just do stuff different. It ain't weird. It's just different. There's a difference between weird and different.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Whatever it is. He is certainly a good guy.
Yeah,
there's no
man.
Question about that.
Good
he's
dude,
done, he's done a lot of positive.
Good dude.
He also did high knees on an airplane.
It could happen.
Strange behavior. All right.
It could happen.
All right. What's it going to take for the Falcons to beat the Panthers on Sunday at 4:25?
For my first one, Andy, bring your big boy pass defense. All right. They are going to have to bow up and stop this run. That's all Carolina can pretty much do. And Andy Dalton, you know, he's not what he once was, but he knows how to play the position of quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he had that great game
in
the first game he started, 300 yards passing.
Don't allow play action to be a part of it. The way you do that, you got to bring your big boy pads defense. I think you got to run the football if you're Atlanta. Be able to get, you know, whatever is going on with Bijan, wherever he is health-wise, whatever, you got to get to the 150 mark. I'm talking about yards mark. When you talk about rushing, and keep eight going, man. Keep Kyle going.
Yeah.
Get him involved early.
Yeah, that's a really good
yeah,
one.
Get him involved early, man.
Yeah, that worked last time for sure. And I don't know if that was more vital for him to stay involved in the whole game or if that opened things up for everybody else or whatever. But, yeah, don't let the Kyle Pitts productive game against Tampa be a one and done. Don't let that be a one-off. That needs to start being expected. Because that's what he did last week was more than he had done all season combined, pretty much.
Right.
So Kyle Pitts starts to be a regular factor like that, like a weapon, like he's supposed to be. That's great for everybody. So, yeah, I like that one. Don't let Bijan become the next Kyle Pitts narrative.
That's one of mine.
Because it's not there yet, and it's partially because they've won the two games.
Right.
But Bijan's touched the ball less.
Mm-hmm.
part of it is also they got the run game going, or sorry, they got the passing game going against Tampa, so they ran it less with Bijan. I think part of it is probably that he's been banged up a little bit.
Right.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to get to the point, because with Kyle Pitts, there was always, every week, there was a different, well, you know, yes, it's because of this. It's like, I don't care, man.
Right.
Like, he's supposed to be one of the best players on your team. You get the ball to the best guys on your team.
I agree.
And with Kyle Pitts, or sorry, with Bijan, it's even easier. Because all you got to do is just do
hand
this.
To him.
You just hand it off to him and then let him do what he needs to do. Now, if he's not being effective, which he hasn't been particularly in the run game, the last couple of games out, maybe that's a reason for it too. But I really want to see Bijan get going and not get to the point where we're wondering, kind of like we were with Kyle Pitts, like, what's going on? Like,
right.
Why aren't they getting him the ball? What's going on there? You said three. I don't know. Can I just go with two? Like, just give me two sacks.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, multiple sacks.
Yes.
That's reasonable.
I mean, hell yeah, it's reasonable.
For most. Is it reasonable for them?
Yes.
They got five.
Yes.
In five games.
Yes.
Okay.
Have 8-5.
8-6.
8-6, I'm sorry. Have 8-6 then.
All right.
Damn it.
That'd be great. I'd love it.
I'm no longer going with that narrative. You can roll with me with you. You go roll with me anyway. I'm not giving a crap no more about they got to have a lead to be able to sack the quarterback.
No.
I don't care anymore. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear it.
No.
All right?
Because
you think about when they went to the Super Bowl, whatever. You know, I said I would never bring that year up ever again because I don't give a damn about it.
Not in terms of comparison.
Not comparison at all.
We can talk about it for whatever. But
they can't sack the quarterback. All right? Teams do not have to have the lead to sack the quarterback. So why is it so prevalent for the Falcons?
Well,
Jalen Hurts has been sacked. Justin Fields has been sacked. Baker Mayfield has been sacked.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't care that he gets ball out fast. Don't care that he can run. They've been sacked.
Yeah.
Why can't you do it?
I know why they can't do it. And you do too. You know why.
They ain't good at it.
Because they don't have guys that are good at getting to the quarterback. Now, Matthew Judon is, and hopefully over the course of the season, he can't do it by himself. Exactly. He's got 1.5 sacks. I think Grady maybe has 1.5.
Yeah.
They got 5, and then I think a DB has 1, and somebody else has another one. But, yeah, I mean, that's 5 sacks. You can't split too many different ways. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's because they have a bunch of guys that are on the edge that aren't good at getting to the quarterback. Like, they're not, you know, these guys aren't rookies. They've been around for a while. They're not good at it. It's unfortunate that they've drafted and signed guys that aren't good at doing that. Hopefully they can address that on into the future, but right now they're not. And the guys that are good at, hopefully can take over and Judon can shoulder the load or whatever. But give us two or three. That'd be great. I'd also like some balance a little bit on offense. Again, I don't care. If you're scoring 36 points and you have to pass the ball for 500 yards, okay,
whatever.
Like take what they're giving you.
Right.
But it would be nice to establish a little bit of a balance there. You said 300 passing, 150 rushing. Great.
All right.
Sign me up. That's a great breakdown. To me, that's the production side of it. For me, too, it's just being able to run the ball almost as many times as you throw it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, last time out, they threw the ball 59 times. I don't remember how many times they ran it, but about 20 or something like that.
Right.
Maybe 15. Try to keep, if you can, again, if it's working and you're in rhythm and you're able to set up the pass by running the football, if you can keep that balance in there, that'd be great too. Then you're setting up the play action with Kirk and doing all these other things that he wants to do offensively. But all of these things are achievable against the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, they're not. I mean,
these are all very reasonable asks against the Carolina Panthers.
They're not a good team. They're not a good football team, man. You should be able to go up there and have the successful offense and defense, not giving up anything cheap as far as a special teams gaffe or something like that, block punt, some crap like that, that gives them some kind of momentum and everything. They should lead this game from start to finish. They really should. They should get the ball, go down and score, stop them, and continue that pace going back and forth. I'm with you. I mean, the balance is the biggest thing about it. If you're somewhere, and I won't say 30 run, 30 pass, because that means you're at 60 plays, and that ain't enough damn plays.
No.
Yeah, I'm talking about somewhere up near the 70-ish play mark.
Yeah, I'll even take 40-30.
Yeah.
Like, if you pass 40 and run 30 or whatever, if it's split, if you're up big and you want to run to use some clock, fine, whatever. But you know, it just kind of – you know it when you see it. You know what I mean? I don't really – the numbers will be what the numbers are. But if you're watching the game and you could tell that the run is complementing the pass and the pass is complementing the run and it's getting them into rhythm, then you're going to know it and it's going to look good. The final thing, and this is not really like a X's and O's or Sunday thing specifically, it's just if this team really is, and I think they are, but if they really are different, like if they're different than these last 6 years of Falcons teams,
right?
then you don't play to the level of the Panthers.
You go there, beat the hell out of them.
You're better than them.
Yeah, you go beat the hell out of them.
You play better than them.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost by – all four of their losses are by double digits. Their closest loss is by 10.
No.
They've lost games by 30 points this
yes.
year. Like, you can, you know, you can do that.
Yes, you can.
You can do that to this
You
team.
Have the offense to be able to do that. Now, can your defense get you the ball back enough time? Meaning, can they be successful on first down? I wonder how many times Carolina is going to throw the ball on first down. Not a lot.
You know, not unless they're down
by 25
or something.
They're going to want to establish a run because they know this is our only way. We know that, you know, we can't get – I don't want to say get in a shootout with Kirk Cousins because they got – I mean, they threw the ball really well against Vegas.
Yeah, they did.
They really did. But that's Vegas.
They suck.
They're not a good football team.
I also think, I know it's early in the year for this, but they've already benched their starting quarterback.
Yes.
Like, this team will quit.
Yes.
Like, you get up, you know, you get up 17, 21, something like that before halftime, they'll pack it in and get to the next week. They'll hand it off. We're good, man. Like, they're not good. They know they're not good. They know they have franchise issues. Like, this is one you can win this game in the first half
yes.
on Sunday,
yes.
honestly. I think you can sort of take them out of it.
I think the Falcons win 13. I'll say 26-13.
Okay.
Yeah, 26-13.
I'm asking for more. I think there's going to be something like 34-21, something like that. 34-17.
Okay.
Something like that. But I think they can go over 30 on these guys. Make it three in a row. All right. Final hour of the show is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll come back and wrap things up with an AMA. Phone lines are open. Load them up. 404-726-0929. We will answer anything you ask coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, we're back. We're on the radio.
We're back.
The AMA is brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. We were wrapped up in this mascot bracket.
Yeah, no, we weren't wrapped up in it. Y'all were too wrapped up
in it. Oh,
okay,
oh,
I came, but he showed to that's cool. Here, show Andy.
Oh, yeah. That's right up my alley.
Y'all went down deep diving into it.
Well, we're talking about what mascot would be able to beat the other mascot in a fight.
Yeah, y'all went deep diving.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a lot of fun because he has all the old Pac-12 mascots, which, I mean, Arizona State's got a devil.
Devil.
I mean, they've got a literal devil.
Yes.
So they've got magic and a spear.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're going to do against that guy.
Yo, you assed out.
Yeah, I mean, you're screwed. So basically, who's playing the devil in the final? I don't know. There's Bears.
Ralphie.
Oh, the Buffalo or the
Bison?
Bison is a buffalo. All right. It's fun. We had a good time. Devin's in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Yeah, so listen, man. I need to take a little longer. You know, it's been a while since I done talked because I got a series of questions I need to ask y'all, okay? Right?
Go for it.
So, hey, so what kind of wings did Abe eat that y'all said he was just grubbing through?
Buffalo.
Buffalo wings.
Yes.
Buffalo wings, okay. They look pretty good, right? What kind of wings did Bo have?
Bo's not here.
Hey, don't do that. You know Bo's not here.
I know he ain't there because y'all left his ass again.
Oh.
Why you keep leaving? Why you keep leaving Bo?
Ask Abe.
Ask Abe.
Yeah, it's Abe's.
Me and Andy have to be here.
Why you keep leaving?
I can't run the board.
Yeah. We have to be here. Why don't you ask Abe why he's selfish? Yeah, ask Abe why he's selfish.
Abe, why you so selfish and keep leaving Bo?
It's not my call. I told Bo when he gets it set up to where he can – flip-flop will flip-flop.
Yeah.
Well, what's Bo's got a microphone. What's Bo have to
other,
say about this?
Other characters at play here.
Bo?
Oh, this could happen on any day that y'all are out.
Ah, okay. Thanks, Bo.
Well, what's the thing that needs to – what needs to happen? Like, why, you know?
Bo needs to be off of other shows for us to switch.
Okay, Bo. Again, like, no one's answering my question.
Yeah.
Like – I guess we don't want to talk about it on the radio, but we can make it happen, so let's make it happen.
He needs to not work steakhouse that day.
Okay.
That's all that needs to happen.
Okay. Is that complicated?
Gear can't do it? Day-Day can't do it?
We have all kinds of stuff happening over here where we change seats and do different stuff.
I don't set the schedule.
Okay.
All right. Just checking.
Got it.
There it is.
Is Devin gone?
Yes.
That's all he wanted?
Okay.
Okay. All right, Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys? I find myself falling in more and more these days, but I got an analogy. I look at you guys like a big brother. I'm only 30, and Dukes and Bell like the older uncle, so you guys are a little bit more cool in my book. But I got a question. I'll be 31 on Wednesday the 16th. Randy, happy birthday to your baby boy.
Appreciate it, man.
Me and my wife going out of town, and these days, like, I'm reflecting on life. So I guess my question for both of you guys is, at what point in your life, not financially wise, but did you feel like you kind of had it together, where it's like you're looking at things with a bird's eye view? You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel where you're supposed to be as a man.
Oh, man.
Wow, Rich. Deep question on a happy hour Friday.
That's deep as hell. It's always, you know, it's always hard when, you know, for similar situations, like how my situation, how, you know, you go from nothing to bam, something. Sure. And everything, and you didn't have to. Of course, I worked my ass off to get to where I am.
Sure,
but it's like I never felt like I'm here. You know,
that's my answer.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I'm looking at things from a bird's eye view even now.
Yeah,
like I feel much more. I don't know. Like I feel like I'm appropriately fit for what I'm doing.
Yeah,
like I feel like I'm a good dad and a good husband and a good coworker and all that kind of stuff. But I don't feel like I'm like sitting on some sort of like mountaintop, like here we are.
Yeah, I don't like, and think about it is I don't ever want to feel that way.
No,
I don't feel that way.
I don't know that I ever will. Yeah. Maybe someday I will, but I certainly don't right now. And it's like, you know, I guess wanting to feel that way or striving to get there is probably part of it, but no, I mean I don't feel like I've got a ton of things figured out. I want to try to figure stuff out. Yeah. And
I don't think you ever figure it out, though.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you ever
every time you think you figure something out, it switches. Or your kid gets older or whatever. Like, life is just sort of ever-changing. So, but that's a good thing to be thinking about, though, Rich. Like, that's it. Like, really thinking about it is the key. If you're thinking about it and trying to grow, then you probably will. Bryson is in Alpharetta. Hey, Bryson.
Hey, how's it going, Andy and Randy?
Hey, Bryson.
I just want to say, Randy, I'm glad you're safe from the Diddy party. But I wanted to also ask, so I was on social media earlier, and, you know, for our Falcons, we're competing, you know, in the here and now. Basically, I saw on social media that somebody made some sort of a trade package where, like, we sent Penix to the Raiders because, you know, the Raiders have a problem at quarterback. And we have a problem at edge rusher. What if we traded? I just thought it was interesting. If we traded Penix, you know, for Crosby. And Adams,
and
the Raiders paid for the rest of Adams' contract.
Yeah,
think about that?
Thank you, Bryson.
Hey, would I trade Michael Penix?
For Devontae Adams
and Max Crosby. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, I'd do it. Yeah.
Now.
Damn sure would.
I don't know how you're going to pay for it because both those guys have huge contracts.
Yeah.
But if you can make it work.
If you can make it work, yeah.
No, I love Michael Penix more than anyone does.
Yeah.
But no offense. I would absolutely sign up for that.
Would they do that?
No.
No.
No, they're not going
to do it. No, they're not going to do it. Would I do it? Yeah.
They're not going to
do it. Hell yeah, I'd do it.
But, yeah, that's it. Hey, maybe they may call them up.
We don't know how good Michael Penix is going to be. We know how good they are.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the best pass rushers in football and one of the best wide receivers in football. So, yeah, no, you'd probably do that one. Ed is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, gentlemen. I know you like to talk about the freaks. I'll tell you one guy that's going to be at both the Diddy and Epstein parties, and that is Slick Willie Clinton. I mean, that's the first one I would predict.
Probably has been.
Probably has.
I know he's been at one.
Yeah.
We know he's been at one. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. And no, he was just, you know, on the island, you know, to get a tan. And Randy, the question is for you. My full disclosure, my kids are 24, 21, and 18. Okay. The other day, my 18-year-old used the phrase that I used when I was his age, and I really hadn't heard since. He called a kid on the other team a candy ass.
Okay? I love that insult. I love it.
Right. And I had, you know, I was like, where did that come from? That was something I said, you know, 30 years ago, you know, and he was like, oh, that's cool, though, now. So I know you have older kids. First off, one, if your kid said something that you used to say in the, you know, say in the day? And secondly, do you remember what it was?
Oh, thank you, Ed.
You know what? Not really. Not really. I mean, he does his best not to cuss around me, you know, because, I mean, he's 20 years old, but I still, when he'll, if he says a curse word, I look at him like, excuse me? And knowing that he's a grown, he's a man, grown, and everything like that. But, but I like, I've always been a fan of Candy Ass.
Yeah. I think The Rock kind of brought that back into popularity, didn't he?
Yes. I'm a big fan of that, though.
So Lily's kind of learning what, like, words you're supposed to say and not supposed to say and stuff, and I slip up, you know, and we try not to, but you do. But then she'll be wrong sometimes. Like, I'll say a word that's absolutely not a cuss word.
Right.
And she's like, we're not supposed to say that. I'm like, no, that's fine. That's a normal word.
You know what, though? You know, that is, because I've had kids your age, that's the most annoying damn thing in the world right there. Is that right there?
That one's okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, daddy cuss.
Yeah, she learned what a snitch was the other day.
Yeah.
Because she was being one.
Yeah.
So I was like, Lily, are you familiar with the term snitch?
Uh-huh.
Because that's what you're doing.
Yeah, man.
You're snitching.
Making my dinner. Ooh, daddy cuss. Grown damn man.
But also, okay, maybe I did. But also, sometimes I didn't. I just said, like, I said, like, darn.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, man.
At my face.
Ooh.
All right, Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. I got a question about why whenever there's a group of white guys together in live music, they always yell out and request Freebird. And secondly, Randy, what would be, like, the brother version of, like, y'all around some live music? Would it be, like, Footsteps in the Dark? Or,
oh, no.
You know, I don't know.
All right, Tim.
Thanks, guys. I hang up and listen.
Okay.
I mean, I know the answer to the white guys.
Why?
Because Freebird slaps. That sounds great. You put that song on, and we're going to start wiling out. That's why.
Ours is probably definitely when Back That Ass Up drops. Yeah.
Can you imagine
when that drops?
If you were at a show and a live band started doing that, though, like they brought some strings out or something like that.
Like, doom. Hey, yeah, that would go hard. I would say slap.
It does. I can't deny it. Freebird's a good song. It's a really good song.
Is it really?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Okay.
I listened to it on my workout mix just this morning. It starts out slow, so you kind of build into it.
Right.
And then you just start shredding the guitar solo. And if you're running, you better crank that treadmill up because you got to sprint to Freebird, at least the end of it. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
One, me had a conversation off the air because they're playing the old Sonics, they're playing old games. And he said, Doug Christie, I didn't know he was from Seattle. And apparently nobody else does either.
Yeah.
Nobody misses him.
Nah, we don't really talk that much about old Doug.
Old Doug. Old Doug, woman running his life, Doug. Oh, yeah, and Freebird, it slaps.
Slaps.
Yeah.
It's a great breakup song, too. Happy birthday to Isaiah.
Yeah, man.
Happy birthday to Isaiah McMichael. 20. Be safe, be smart, and have fun.
Yeah, when Eddie yells, it goes through your soul.
Hell
and
yeah,
next
man.
Time you're down in Fort Valley, make sure you go see the Chitlins and Pillows lady.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
Russell Wilson, I guess maybe not too dissimilar from myself. Not weird, just different.
You're not weird, Abe.
I know.
You're
I'm just different.
Abe's definitely not weird. All right, we'll come back and see what Dukes
Abe
and Bell have for you next, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.